Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Pirate scribe John Prado on earlier with us here on the PM team on Ke'Bryan Hayes. It's the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Thanks for finding us on a Tuesday, a very sultry and, is sultry the word I want to use? No, a very, what is it? Maybe it is sultry Tuesday outside. Hot. Steamy.
You know, I'm not the wordsmith.
I think sultry actually could be used, although it's usually used in she's a sultry lady there. Oh, baby. But I think you could use sultry to define the weather outside right now. Now I got it. You know what? It's going to throw me all off. Screw it. It's Tuesday, random day in July, sultry. Sweltering, a sultry day, very hot and humid. I knew I was right. A sultry Tuesday. Thank you for finding us as we play Merriam and Webster on this show. The reason John was answering a question about Ke'Bryan Hayes potentially being traded was, in the course of a piece he wrote for Pittsburgh Baseball Now that published today, the title, source, Pirates front office was, quote, furious with Bob Nutting's comments. That was the bulk of the story, but it goes on after John outlines what the one person in the ops department, baseball ops department, told him. It goes on after telling of their unhappiness with Bob Nutting, claiming essentially that Nutting said publicly that they would have the resources to improve the team up to and approaching the deadline, versus what they were told in private, which was, financially, we don't have the resources available to do this unless you trade payroll off the current roster. Beyond that part of the story, John goes into detailing the fact that Brian Reynolds got 8 years, $106 million, Mitch Keller got 5 years, $77 million. And then he points out that Hayes got 8 years and $70 million, and that Hayes' contract was, in fact, front-loaded. He then throws this sentence in there. There is speculation within the industry that the Pirates might be willing to offload Hayes' contract. Okay. That just, what was it, 2 years ago, I think, that he signed this deal. I want to say it was a two-year-ago thing. Ke'Bryan Hayes signs a big contract with the Pirates, and at the time, I think people in my chair, Donnie's chair, any host, any media person, was pretty much, I would say, in line with fans in saying, hey, cool, good news. He signs this contract. It locks him up with the Pirates basically for the best years of his career. It goes $10 million, $10 million, and then drops to $7 for a while, which is what it's at right now annually. Goes back up to $8 million, and then there is a $12 million team option with a $6 million buyout when he's 33 years old. And I think we all said the same thing, like, hey, pretty good deal, actually. If this guy hits anywhere near what you think he could eventually hit like, you know the glove's going to be there. That's a bargain. The Pirates gave Hayes the chance to get some cost certainty and insulate himself. And in so doing, yes, attached themselves to $70 million, but did so for a player who's probably always going to be great with the glove. And really, market rate for a guy as good with the glove as he is, even at a power position offensively, is probably about $7 million a year. $8 million a year. And it comes out to about $8.5 million, a little bit more than annually. And we all thought this was good. We all thought cornerstone piece. We all thought building block of the future. And now here we are, John Parrotto, he's plugged in saying maybe it's just in everybody's best interest if the sides part ways at some point. Probably not this year leading up to the deadline, but I would think maybe in the offseason it becomes a possibility. And I put this out there. I just tweeted out a question at Chris Muller PGH. You could follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I put this question out there. I said, if I could guarantee you that the Pirates, if they traded Ke Bryan Hayes, maybe it wouldn't happen directly in the trade. Maybe it would be indirectly as a result of you're no longer on the hook for $7 million every year. You feel like you've got financial flexibility. Hate to use that phrase, but here we are. You've got financial flexibility to add a more expensive player, a solid to a good bat. Maybe not a superstar, maybe not Luis Robert Jr., but a solid to good bat, above average hitter, however you want to define that. Obviously better than Ke Bryan Hayes. Would you make that trade? And the majority of the people, I would say, that have responded to this, Twitter is not real life or really totally indicative of what the Pirates' body politic might feel about this. The majority of the responses, yes, I would do that. So I pose that question again, 412-928-9370. There are people in the baseball industry, there are people throughout the sport who think Ke Bryan Hayes could be a trade candidate, or at least that the Pirates might be willing to offload that deal. That they might be willing to ship out a guy who a couple of years ago was supposed to be one of their cornerstone pieces for the future. Is that something you would be okay with, especially if the trade-off was eventually, as a result, you get a good bat in return? You're trading probably the best defensive third baseman in baseball, and what you might eventually make that swap for is put Jared Triolo in there, and then somewhere else on the diamond, you've got an above-average offensive player. Would you do it? 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I would do it, by the way. Did a bad job, maybe, of not answering my own question as clearly, maybe earlier in the show, but I would do this. I would make this trade, and it's not because I think Ke Bryan Hayes is some bad guy. I don't think he is. It's not because Ke Bryan Hayes did anything to really deserve this. I don't really wish back problems on anybody. I don't have them, but it seems like it's a complete crapshoot as to what happens when you start suffering from them. It just feels to me very obvious what John said there is true. Both sides here need to part ways and probably get on with their life's work somewhere else. Hayes seems like as unhappy of a player as you could seem having signed a deal that guarantees you $70 million. For one reason or another, at least he comes off like a guy who's just not happy, for lack of a better term. He comes off like a player who is frustrated at the plate. Doesn't feel like his career, at least offensively, is heading in the direction he thought it would or thinks that it should. And is probably letting it get to him a little bit. It has to be gnawing at him that A, he isn't staying as healthy as he wants to. And B, after seemingly finding it again last year with John Nunnally, who then got fired by the organization as a hitting coach, but was still free to offer his services privately to Hayes. It probably frustrates him that after finishing so strong last year and looking so good offensively for the back, last month and a half, maybe 2 months of the season, that he has gone right back into the tank again this year. And I think for the Pirates' sake, if we know now, thanks to John's story, that financial resources are still on the tighter side of things, much to the chagrin, allegedly, of the baseball ops department. If getting that salary off the books frees you up to at least make a more aggressive pursuit of somebody that is a more established hitter, you owe it to yourself as a franchise to do it. If the Pirates had if you traded this out, now I know Ke'Bryan Hayes is still this year worth almost one win above a replacement player because his defense has been so good. If Ke'Bryan Hayes wasn't here and Jared Triolo, who frankly should be more of a power bat than Hayes, but isn't, much bigger guy. If he was your third baseman, he's almost as good as Hayes. They have been saying in the organization that they might have the two best defensive third basemen in baseball. It's just that for Jared Triolo's sake, his problem is of course, that Hayes is a little bit better, and so he's got to go find somewhere else to play. If you told me that I was going to get, let's just say, a right fielder who was an above-average to good offensive player, whatever you think that looks like, you can use your imagination and create in your mind's eye what that guy's stat line looks like. Maybe he hits 260 and he's got 18 home runs right now and he strikes out a lot, but he makes enough contact and hard contact that he's a productive player, whatever that guy might be. Maybe he's a doubles machine who doesn't have a ton of power, but he's hitting close to 300, whatever. I don't care what kind of guy you want to imagine. But if you put Jared Triolo in at third base and you told me their right fielder wasn't some combination of like Jack Sawinski or whoever you wanted to slot out there, you'd probably have how many more wins this year? Seriously. Two? Three? I know we're getting into the weeds, like how much difference can one player make, but I really believe that if the Pirates had one more good bat in their lineup, even if it was at the expense of Ke'Bryan Hayes hadn't been in their lineup and Jared Triolo was their third baseman, they would have more wins. By a couple, at least. And I'll tell you what, for a team that is still almost incredibly in the thick of the wild card chase, having, let's just spitball here, having two or three more wins could make all the difference in the world. You have three more wins, guess what? Your record's 46-44. You're three games closer by definition. I would do this deal. It sucks because I thought Ke'Bryan Hayes, when he got that contract, I remember saying, it's a little bit of a risk. It's pretty early, but I like it. I like where their head is at as an organization. They are trying to lock up a guy for the long term that they think will be here for the long term. It just hasn't worked for either side here for more than 45 games last year. Hasn't worked the way they thought, I think both sides thought, it would work. I'd do the deal. Would you?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.